Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter, disputing an endoscopy report on patient Lisa Young, date of birth 2/3/1915, procedure April 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, referring physician is Dr. Cynthia Ruiz Cortez. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, common cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsies. Next line, description of procedure. Indication is rectal bleeding, common colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible damage, inhalation, testimony, and throughout expense of patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, digital rectal exams, removal of well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into rectum. Manson's direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or orifice. Ileocecal valve confluence with full careful examination made of the cecum. Ileocecal valve ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, and wedge flexure is obtained at the rectum period. Boston Bioprep score is greater than 6,2-2-2, care prep. The patient tolerates procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston Bioprep score is greater than 6,2-2-2, care prep with a tortuous and looping colon. Next line, the terminal limb is not intubated due to difficulty with positioning due to looping. Next line, there was a approximately 7 millimeter cecal sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy that was sessile. Next line, there were two 8 to 10 millimeters sessile hepatic flexure polyps removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two 8 to 10 millimeter descending colon sessile polyps removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there random colon biopsies were obtained in the cecum ascending, comma, transverse colon, comma, descending colon, comma, sigmoid colon, comma, rectal sigmoid colon, and the rectum for further evaluation. Given that there was evidence of ulceration and erythema noted at 30 centimeters down to the anal verge. There were two areas of irregularity, one at 15 centimeters from the anal verge and one at 5 centimeters from the anal verge. These were biopsied separately for histology and for further evaluation. Next line, there was evidence of pansiarticular swelling. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retrospection of lung bleeding. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, if patient's biopsies are consistent with IVD, will need IVD labs and CTE for further evaluation and discussion of medication options with the patient. Next time. Repeat colonoscopy pending pathology results. Next time, follow-up analysis for disease scheduled. Thank you.